Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, colleague at MRM. In August of 2011, the Washington Post published an article, a blog, whatever you might want to call it, by Michael Otterson, the head of public affairs at The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It was titled Mormon Beliefs and Christian Creeds. He began his piece by telling the story about how he had the first time he had ever prayed with a group of evangelical Christians, and that this was like 40 years ago. He was on his way back to England, and his daughter took sick, and so they had to stop in Taiwan, where they ended up at a U.S. military base, and apparently met with a Christian family there on the base who was happening to have a group over of young people at their house. And he talks about how the kids sat in a circle on the floor when they had prayed. We all held hands, and he says, "I admit to a moment of self-consciousness. Mormons typically don't pray like that in a group setting." Mr. Otterson goes on to say, "But the overwhelming impression was the evident goodness of these people, and while we had doctrinal differences, it was obvious we were praying to God in the name of the same Jesus." Now, a person who doesn't really understand what Mormon leaders have actually said about Jesus could definitely not understand clearly what Mr. Otterson is trying to get across. And the problem, of course, is that Mormon leaders have gone on record making it very clear that the Jesus of Mormonism is not the Jesus of evangelical Christians. For instance, we have this statement by Bruce McConkie in his book Mormon Doctrine, page 269, where he says, "And virtually all the millions of apostate Christendom have abased themselves before the mythical throne of a mythical Christ, whom they vainly suppose to be a spirit essence who is incorporeal, uncreated, immaterial, and three in one with the Father and Holy Spirit." Now, Eric, Mr. McConkie doesn't get it quite accurate, but he does seem to get across the thought that he believed that we, as Bible-believing evangelical Christians, are somehow worshiping or abasing ourselves before the mythical throne of a mythical Christ. And that's not all that's ever been said.
Well, Bill, he understands that there are major differences from top to bottom when it comes to who is Jesus. Bernard Brockbank said in the Ensign in May 1977, in General Conference, he spoke, and he said, "It is true that many of the Christian churches worship a different Jesus Christ than is worshipped by the Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." Now, that has been the theme all the way through. I mean, even we have Gordon Hinckley, who in 1998, he said, "In bearing testimony of Jesus Christ, President Hinckley spoke of those outside the church who say Latter-day Saints do not believe in the traditional Christ." Here's what he said, Bill. "No, I don't. The traditional Christ of whom they speak is not the Christ of whom I speak." And he goes on there. But, Bill, this article, you're right. If anybody's just reading it at face value, oh, it's praying to God in the name of the same Jesus. Well, these men, who are general authorities, and Michael Otterson is not a general authority.
No, he's public relations.
And so he is somebody who is not a general authority. These men who have previously said these things, I think, are to be believed, and I would accept what they're saying, that there are differences. We can debate on which Jesus is the correct Jesus, but both of them cannot be the same.
I guess that's what strikes me as problematic with some of the comments that Mr. Otterson has made, because he does understand that Mormonism is definitely in the limelight, because he says, "In this period of increased public attention to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I'm going to use this column to respectfully explore the questions people are asking about the similarities and differences between Mormon belief and what is sometimes referred to as traditional Christianity." But then he goes on to say, the institutional church I belong to has never been comfortable with the word ecumenical. Well, so have many of us in evangelical, right, Christianity. And he says, while the definition of the word has shifted in past decades, in the Mormon mind, ecumenical still carries with it a sense of doctrinal negotiation and compromise. That has never been on the Mormon agenda, and neither can it be if you know anything about Mormon history and how the church views Revelation. Now, I find this comment interesting because he says this idea of compromising their doctrine has never been on the Mormon agenda. And yet, how many times have we heard Christians say, well, the Mormon church is changing, the Mormon church is changing. And yet, when you and me and other ministries that follow this religion very closely try to present information showing that that's really not true, we are made to look like we don't know what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
And that's unfortunate, because here they are saying they are not changing, and yet these well-meaning Christians are insisting they are. Well, what are these well-meaning Christians actually doing? You're accusing these Mormons of lying about this, mm-hmm, then, because they are insisting they're not changing. And I haven't seen any change. I certainly have seen a change in how they present their doctrines publicly.
Well, in the language, Bill, I mean, when they come to our doors, the missionaries will point to their name badges, and they'll make that, you know, the pointing to the badge as proof that they believe in the same Jesus. But rarely, if ever, do you get into a deep discussion on this, just talking about where did Jesus come from according to Mormonism, compared that to what Christianity has said, who he is as far as his place in the Godhead, et cetera, et cetera. This is the frustrating thing, because we can use the same language and mean completely different things, and that's especially true when it comes to Jesus Christ.
Well, he goes on to say here, he says, it might be added that other churches haven't been in a hurry to invite us into their councils either. However, the Latter-day Saint position emphatically does not equate with lack of respect for others with theological differences. Now, I'm sympathetic to what Mr. Otterson says here, because I do think that even though our beliefs are diametrically opposed to each other, and we have some very severe differences of opinion regarding our theological positions, when he talks about this lack of respect, let's be serious. It has been on both sides. There's no doubt about that. And we have tried very hard to educate the body of Christ not to do that, and to try as hard as you can to try to communicate with the LDS people our grievances and our positions. And I'll be quite honest, I have found that very few Mormons even want to take the time to seriously find out what we believe on these issues, but yet we are the ones that are accused of the stereotype and the caricature. When he says the lack of respect, Mr. Otterson, are you not aware of the first vision? See, this is something that we don't find these public relations people putting into the equation. The Mormon Church has a history of showing a lack of respect for what we believe as evangelical Christians, or even Christianity as a whole outside of the structure of Mormonism. Bear in mind, folks, the Mormon Church is founded on this idea that there was a complete apostasy of the Christian faith, that there are no true Christians outside of Mormonism. This is a fundamental teaching of the Mormon faith. And so when he talks about this lack of respect, I would say, look, if you want to have an honest dialogue about that, let's discuss the first vision and the accusations against what we believe.
Well, Bill, in Joseph Smith History, 1:19, this is in the Pearl of Great Price, LDS scripture, it says, this is Joseph Smith speaking, he's appeared to by God the Father and Jesus, and I was answered that I must join none of them, talking about the churches, for they were all wrong, and the personage who addressed me said that all their creeds were an abomination in his sight, that those professors were all corrupt, that they draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They teach for doctrines, the commandments of men, having a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. This is pretty clear that the whole foundation of Mormonism is founded on the idea that not just a reformation was needed, Bill, but a restoration. The priesthood authority had been lost soon after the time of the apostles, and so Joseph Smith had been sent to be able to restore the church.
Well, how can they escape this when we find in the Book of Mormon in 1 Nephi 14:10, it talks about the existence of only two churches. One is the Church of the Lamb, and the other is the Church of the Devil. Mormon leaders have made it very clear that those who profess to be Christians outside of the Mormon Church are a part of that Church of the Devil. Bruce McConkie has said it's modern Christianity in all its parts. How are we to have a respectful dialogue when I'm talking to an individual who believes that regarding me? I mean, if that's what you believe, that's fine, but let's talk about that. But you see, they don't want to talk about all the accusations that they have made against us as professing Christians. They merely want to, again, play the victim card and look at all the accusations that have been made against them. The charge of heresy, he even talks about. He says, the accusations of heresy on either side make for poor dialogue. I agree. However, it is an element of honesty, and the Mormon Church has certainly accused us of being heretical in our beliefs to the extent that we are a part of what they call this great apostasy. Doesn't that need to be included in the equation if we're going to have an honest dialogue with each other? Because of all the accusations that I have seen Mormon leaders level against things that millions of us Christians believe and hold dear, I have never heard an apology for these accusations, which makes me assume that the Mormon Church to this day, the institutional church, as Mr. Otterson calls it, still supports those accusations and somehow agrees with some of the accusations, or all of them, really, that have been made against what we hold dear.
And that's okay, Bill, to have disagreements on issues like this. We're willing to lay our issues on the table and not to take it personally. If we want a dialogue on these different issues, let's deal with those things. But this idea of a lack of respect, the Bible is very clear that we're supposed to have an answer for everyone who asks us, to give the reason for the hope we have, but we're supposed to do it with gentleness and respect. And I believe that that's what we're trying to do here, even on this show.
Yeah, certainly. Now, it's not that a conversation can't get intense,
right?
But still, I mean, we have to discuss some of these issues in order for us to understand each other. And I just feel it's a little disingenuous when Mormons come across and say how, you know, we have to have respect for each other, when certainly it's clear from Mormon scripture and from Mormon statements made by Mormon leaders that they really don't have the respect for what we believe. And that's unfortunate.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.